Hello and welcome to a new episode of the Trending Topics podcast. My name is Julia Gerber. Joining us on the podcast today, live in Vienna, Irene Boni, the CEO of Talent Garden Global, where we as Trending Topics are also situated with our office. Irene is responsible for all Talent Garden and Hyper Island subsidiaries in various European countries and beyond, including Italy, Spain, Ireland, Denmark, Sweden, Singapore, Brazil, and Lithuania. As Irene is visiting the Viennese campus of Talent Garden for some days, we took the chance to ask her to step up the microphone. Hello, Irene. Welcome.
Thank you, Julia. Thank you very much.
I'm very happy you're here and that we will have this talk today. Maybe you can explain first for all those who are not familiar with Talent Garden and Hyper Island. Maybe you can tell us about those two concepts.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. I'll be happy to introduce our audience to Talent Garden and Hyper Island. So Talent Garden was born in 2011 as an innovation ecosystem based on the network of co-working spaces. And later on, starting 2015 and 18, it has evolved into a digital skills academy. So the physical ecosystem is still a very important part of our business. It's the foundation upon which we build educational programs that aim at helping people and organizations being ready for the future. And this is the meeting point with Hyper Island. Hyper Island was actually born in 1997. So at the beginning of the digital wave, and it was born as a school aiming at training people on digital skills. Hyper Island and Talent Garden got together in 2021 when we became one group. Well, now we are the leading school in Europe focusing on digital skills and future-proofing people and organizations. So just to give you a couple of numbers, every year we train about 30,000 people between professionals and students, helping them being ready for the wave of technology change that comes and that every one of us is experiencing.
Okay, there does exist a close cooperation between Talent Garden and Hyper Island. Really interesting. I am personally wondering, on a worldwide scale, which one is your favorite Talent Garden?
I don't have a favorite one, I have to admit. Every Talent Garden and every also like Hyper Island Palace and space is unique. Every one of them has its own characteristics from a physical perspective, so the building and the way it's shaped, but also the character is given by the people that populate the space, as it often happens. So there are certain Talent Garden that are more geared towards like startup, others that are more focused on freelancers, and others that have more like a corporate innovation vibe. But each and every one of them has something very special about it. And I'm sure that if anyone has visited more than one campus, they can recognize there is a common ground, which is that vibrant feeling and interest for innovation and technology, but there's also very special local characteristics.
Okay, yeah, as I am also working in Talent Garden, I can definitely confirm that. Also, let's focus on Talent Garden Austria, where we are now. Maybe you can give us an overview.
Absolutely, absolutely. So our Austrian ecosystem was born in 2018 when we first opened the campus and can count now on a strong network of over 500 startups, facilitators, alumni, and so on. It's a very vibrant ecosystem that attracts people and organizations that are really looking for a place and a way to open their minds, to be exposed to a different way of working, to a different set of skills and projects that they can learn from and get inspired from. We have about 200 alumni in Austria. Half of them attended the Hyper Island courses, and the other half, the Talent Garden courses. We have trained with Talent Garden over 100 students in the past 2 years, in particular on UX design and marketing, digital marketing, because we know that there is a talent gap in the market. And we're now in the process of renewing this accreditation and really continuing helping people finding their way into the world of digital, developing the skills that they need in order to be relevant for the job market.
And about the companies, the people that are working here in Talent Garden, do we have for startups or freelancers, or how is the balance?
We have a good balance between startups, freelancers, and more corporate. And by creating this space for them, the Talent Garden one, they become more appealing and more interesting for a younger population that is looking for that vibe. In Austria, we also have the corporate transformation value proposition that we're bringing to the market. So, and with that, let's say, line of business and products, we aim at helping organizations developing the skills of their employees so that they can seize the opportunities that come, for example, with the AI revolution that we see happening all over the world. We also have a collaboration with the Social Hub that some of you might know. It's based in the second district, and we run educational programs for their students and co-workers. So really helping those young students that attend universities in Vienna develop the skills that university doesn't give to them to be ready for the job market, like time management, leadership, and so on. So as you see, like, Talent Garden is about a physical space, but it's much more than that. It's really a set of connections that we create between alumni, facilitators, and our partners.
You've mentioned the AI startups that I've also noticed working here, which I think is really, really cool. Mm-hmm. Now I'm interested in some numbers. How big is the Talent Garden ecosystem? Can you give us an overview?
Absolutely. So if I look at the Talent Garden and Hyper Island ecosystem globally, so every year we train about 30,000 students and professionals, about 5,000 students and 25,000 professionals. And we target people that are 23 and above, so after university. And we bridge the gap between the formal education and the job market. And we also help people maintaining their relevance in terms of skill set in this moment of high technological change. Oh, we have a network of 4,500 people belonging to our community. So these are, as we were saying earlier, like startups and professionals and freelancers that are in our network of campuses in 13 different countries. And we work with a total of about 180 plus companies to train their teams. We work with companies such as Google, Procter & Gamble, Cisco, Unilever, Roche, and many more. Managing in some cases their digital academies, marketing academies, corporate academies. I mean, supporting them both on talent acquisition, retention and upskilling, and also reskilling in case some of their employees have skills that have become obsolete in the market.
Quite a big ecosystem. Now, if the students or professionals want to get in touch with Talent Garden or be part of this community, what would be the best way for them to reach out? They just visit the website, or how is it working?
Yeah, so they can go on the website and they can check out and reach out through our, let me say, formal channels of communication. They can follow us on social media, which is a very important channel for us in terms of sharing the activities that we do and useful content on like a sort of a micro-learning basis. But they can also drop by, because the best way to experience this ecosystem is actually just dropping by, grabbing a coffee and go for a campus tour and explore what is there. Or join one of our events. We oftentimes have a free event in our campuses that promote the learning and the networking, which are the two fundamental pillars of what we believe is a solid way to continue to be relevant for the future.
Sounds good. What role does innovation on, or also digital skills play in today's business world?
So I think we need to just take a little bit of a step back and look at one fundamental element that is the root of the relevance of digital skills, which is the pace of technological change. So if we look at a few data points, the pace of technological change has really accelerated steeply. So three simple examples: computing power. So the speed at which computing power is increasing is impressive. So the number of transistors on a microchip doubles every 2 years. And this means that the cost of computers halves every 2 years, which means we have there is much more computing capacity available. And this is a very strong driving force beyond the transformation driven by technological advancement. The second one is the advancement driven by this computing power in machine learning and AI algorithms. So the development of deep learning algorithms is really a game changer and is allowing machines to process and learn faster and faster. They learn faster than human beings can learn. And this means, again, that the pace of technological change not only is fast, but is increasing. And then the increase in data generation, which feeds AI. So just imagine, the world generates over 2.5 quintillion bytes of data every day. Like, I cannot even imagine like what this means, and imagine this quantity from like really a physical perspective. And this number is rapidly growing day after day, also fueled by machine learning and content production through AI. This means that the pace at which our skills become obsolete is increasing. And in fact, by 2025, 85 million jobs in Europe will disappear, and 97 million new jobs will appear for which people are not ready. So there is a very big gap between the needs that are created by this technological advancement in terms of skills and the availability of those skills and the speed at which people can acquire those skills. And this is where we lie. So this is really where Talent Garden and Hyper Island come and offer to people and organization the tools to allow them to be future-proof, to be ready for the future. And again, it's about technology, but it's a lot about humans and being able to connect people with someone else that has the skills that they need in order to achieve the results, and allows them to acquire those skills and be ready for the job that is waiting for them.
So with what you just said, you perfectly summarized the Talent Garden community. And you mentioned their digital knowledge and also that they are driven by innovation. Now I'm wondering, what offers does Talent Garden in Vienna provide for companies, especially in the area of AI, emotional intelligence, and leadership?
So these are very fundamental areas because they bridge the hard skills. So if we think about the use of AI, is like really a technical skill that people can acquire together with the capability to bring change. So the hard skills and knowing how to leverage AI, knowing how to read data, knowing how to set up like a performance marketing campaign are extremely important, but they are not going to be enough for us to be able to face the challenges that the world out there is posing. Why? Because the technological advancement, as we were saying earlier, is so fast that no matter how good we are in learning, we will always be at most expert in one field, not in the whole. And this means that we are part of a complex mechanism. And in order to manage this complexity, we need to recognize that we depend on other people. And we need to have the emotional intelligence to recognize that it is through building relationships with other people that we can pair up and achieve a better outcome. And this is where our leadership comes in, and this is our capabilities as leaders comes in. So how do we develop the offering for companies in these fields? It really depends on the stage of maturity of companies. That's why we usually come in with an assessment, which could be like a questionnaire, or it could be even just a chat with the CEO, the chief people officer, the HR manager, that allows us to understand the maturity of companies. Then it can unfold as workshops, it can unfold as innovation sprints to experiment firsthand, or it can unfold as proper training programs. And all of this we can offer in Vienna by leveraging the global network that we have in other countries.
Before, you mentioned yourself the social hub. So how is Talent Garden actually differing from other providers on the market, and what advantages does it offer to the companies that come and be part of it?
Yeah. So the social hub is actually one of our partners. They're our investor, and we work together with them in order to, as I said, providing training programs to the students that reside at the social hub and co-workers that reside at the social hub, similarly to what we do with the co-working members of Talent Garden. And if I were to distill the points that distinguish Talent Garden from any other innovation or education provider out there, I would say that, first of all, we are experience-based. In our learning programs, we always have professionals and never professors, because we know that the best thing is to offer people skills that are very close to their day-to-day job. And this can only be done by people that actually do that job. So that's why we have professionals that teach in our courses. Then it's community-based. As you know, I mean, being part of the Talent Garden community, you know that community is really one of the pillars of our value proposition. So our learning programs are also great bonding opportunities for teams and companies, because learning happens in the exchange. No, like it's actually proven that the human brain learns when it interacts more than when it reads or studies by itself. So that's why our learning is always community-based, and this is something quite different from other providers. And the other element is that it's really aiming at creating a life learning mindset. It means that we help you understanding the importance of learning and how to master your own learning path, be the master of your future, and you're creating the learning opportunities for yourself. Then it's very metric-based. As I was mentioning early, assessment, that's what we do. We come in measuring the level of skills and competencies, and we do that repeatedly, especially when we work in multi-year programs. We come in and we measure repeatedly the impact so that we're able to share with people where are the areas they have improved and where are the areas that they need to focus on.
Okay, and how do you measure that?
As I said, it's assessment that it's like a basic questionnaire that could be a self-assessment in some cases, which brings people to reflections, or it could be actually assessing their hard skills with a set of questions that are defined together with our clients and the managers of that team.
Okay, all right. Can you give us examples of successful projects from large companies that have worked together with Talent Garden?
Yes, absolutely. So one interesting one is Procter & Gamble. So we worked with their European team to complement the induction program of Procter & Gamble, which is one of the pillars of the people management strategy that they have. And we have complemented their program with a digital skills induction. So really helping the young generations that join Procter & Gamble being familiar with the tools that the digital world can offer to them. For example, agile methodologies, design methodologies that are extremely important in ensuring pace when doing, for example, product development or working on certain projects. Another good example is the Digital Academy for Edison, which is a large European utility provider. Mm-hmm. And we have worked with them on a data-driven decision-making program, which has covered pretty much all departments. And it's really interesting because most of the people in this company are engineers. But even with that background, there was a bit of a challenge in turning data into decisions. And that's something that we've really supported them to use the data and to really leverage those data in an effective way. We're also running a lot of AI-based trainings. We are part of Microsoft AI Lab, which aims at the adoption of technologies such as Copilot. And we have touched a large number of companies with these programs. We are seeing a good level of response from teams in terms of improving their productivity and really being able to work smarter, leveraging AI tools.
Those are quite some big companies that you mentioned. That brings me to my last question. What is Talent Garden's vision for the future of digital transformation, and how is it being implemented, particularly in Austria?
So having, let me say, been born as a digital ecosystem, our view has always been that digital ultimately is about people. We have talked a lot about technology, the pace of technological change, and so on. But at the end of the day, the key to transformation is the enablement of people and really empowering them in owning their destiny, in being aware of what are the gaps and what are the trends that are there in the market, and being able to ride the waves rather than being taken away by that wave that is coming. So this is our vision. We are here to help people and organizations being future-proof and to ride the wave. And in Austria, we have started doing that by providing a platform for networking, for working and networking through our campus. We have complemented that with the school. We were talking earlier about students and the collaboration with the AMS. And we are now bringing that to corporates, really reaching out to them and helping them understanding that technological change is coming. You can ride it, and we are here to help you ride it.
That is the end of today's Trending Topics episode. I say thank you, Irene, for the exciting insights that you shared with us.
Thank you very much. It was really a pleasure to be with you today.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a 5-star rating and follow the podcast on Spotify, Apple Music, and co. Feedback, comments, and guests you would like to hear in the talk with us can be sent to feedback@trendingtopics.at. Bye for now, and until next time.